The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Pride is a sin.
This is Mission America with Linda Harvey.
Friends, let's start thinking ahead to what will unfortunately be presented to us again this spring, the nauseating, incessant images of homosexual and transgender so-called pride. These behaviors are an offense to Christians and many others, and yet we allow them to be pushed everywhere in our culture. Well, here's a story that will inspire you. Our friends at the group Mass Resistance sent out the details of this situation and the bravery of one 35-year employee of UPS whose name is James Earls. He lives in Alabama and is represented by the Teamsters Union. James had an exemplary work record, and perhaps that gave him motivation to take the actions he did. James became fed up with the constant promotion of homosexuality and gender deviance in internal employee communications. A worker couldn't go into the workplace during Pride Month without having to wade first through all the propaganda on TV monitors set up everywhere, in employee training videos, and on the company's social media. It's a side of the company that, as the Mass Resistance article pointed out, the public rarely sees because UPS is not a retail company. So when an employee logs on to their human resources page to check on something related to their own benefits, that employee is forced to wade through one pro-homosexual, pro-transgender indoctrination message after another. UPS has an LGBTQ employee group, has donated over $1 million to pro-homosexual issues, and so on. They are also a big supporter of DEI, and the company's charitable arm has donated to Planned Parenthood and other radical causes. Well, James also uncovered the deviant roots of all this when he followed a link UPS promoted online to a homosexual calendar. One feature on that calendar conveyed obscene messages insulting Christianity and specifically Jesus himself. While the company claims to have zero tolerance for offensive messages and to stand against discrimination, so James decided to test this out. He made a formal complaint about all this propaganda to both the CEO of UPS and to the Teamsters Union, which has a long history of pro-homosexual support. Both of those efforts got no results at first. James kept trying with his union and finally got a formal hearing where, you guessed it, he was demeaned and insulted. But he spoke right back at them, declaring that he had a right to work in a climate that was not hostile to his Christian values, and so on. He later received a letter that his grievances were denied. So he complained about the Teamsters to the National Labor Relations Board, and he also took his employee complaint to the federal EEOC. He has not gotten a resolution, but the offensive web link was removed from the company site, and he has had no retribution at his company. So we need many more people like James. Are you possibly one of them? I'm Linda Harvey. Thanks for listening.
For more information and lots of news and Christian commentary on today's culture, log on to missionamerica.com. That's missionamerica.com. And remember, with God, all things are still possible.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.